Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
The Triple M Saturday Scrum for King G, where comfort is king.
Triple M Rocks Footy.
And indeed, we thank King G for their ongoing support. All right, now time to talk to one of the blokes who was instrumental in a terrific win for the Melbourne Storm. He's Sydney-born, he's a Queenslander playing for Melbourne. I'm talking about Christian Welch. G'day, mate.
G'day, guys. Thanks for telling everyone I was born in Sydney. I appreciate that.
No, well, I'm born in Sydney, so, you know, I just have to spread that love. Hey, congratulations. Would have been a better evening and recovery with the coach this week compared with last week?
Typical Belzer, though, mate. I come in the sheds. We had a pretty good win. We got plenty to improve on. But, mate, he's still picking things to improve on. And, you know, things in training during the week he was a bit disappointed with. So, standard Belzer, but, you know, it was certainly a bit better atmosphere in the rooms than the previous week against the Raiders.
Hey, Christian, it was pretty obvious you guys struggled a little bit to adjust last week, and with the loss in the current climate. How did he address that through the week? You looked a lot different last night.
Yeah, I think there are new rules, and we had to adapt a little bit, but we completed at 62% last week against the Raiders, and, you know, that's just not going to win any games of footy, let alone with these new rules. And I think, the way Canberra are structured, I think they're really well suited for those new rules, with Hodgson and a couple of those, you know, those guys who come over from the Super League are really quality kind of ad-lib style of players. And they're a bit different, I suppose, from the overcoached NRL players we have. You know, they play kind of what's in front of them, and it really suits the new style of game. So I think we've Storm's traditionally been a very structured team, and I think we've just had to adapt a little bit to these new rules, where it's the play very much unfolds pretty quickly. So I think we're going to see a bit less structured football and a bit more ad-lib and a bit more playing what's in front of you.
And you just have to, after a game like that, stop and think, wow, Cameron Munster is just a freak.
He is. He's actually, and I hate to admit it, he sorted out his sloppy rig. He's actually looking pretty tidy, old little Herman. So he's going great. He's just a footballer. You know, there's just guys out who just have that feel, and it's a bit depressing. I sit on the bench and I talk to my other ruck forwards, and, you know, we can't get a quick play of the ball, and he just runs into a pack of front rowers and just holds them up. He's just got that Mungo strength. So he's having a great start to the year, and we're very lucky to have him in our team.
Hey, Welshy, the South Sydney Pack are underrated, but gee, I thought they had a real shot at you last night.
Yeah, they're a really, really good side. You know, they've got some real classy players, so I've got no doubt come October they'll be there competing. And I think it's just taking a bit of time for all the teams just to adjust to the kind of the new style of play. And yeah, they're a really quality team. So we had a couple of good battles, and a couple of times I got put into next week. So thanks to... they're a real quality team.
Jerome Hughes, I understand he's broken his hand. He's going to get surgery, likely to miss a couple of weeks, 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah, I think I saw him today. Yeah, I think he's going in for surgery pretty soon. So not sure what the timeline is, but it's a shame because he's a pretty big part of our team as well. So he'll be missed, but hopefully he won't be out for too long.
And what about Foxy? Are his ribs okay?
Oh, he's a typical winger. He's sooken, I think. I think he just got winded, you know. It's about time he actually had a carry through the middle of the field. So I'm sick of wingers going down short sides and just stealing metres. And then they get a slow play of the ball, and us ruck forwards have to carry it off a sideline into a bloody army.
Oh, so, have you let your wingers know that there, Walter? Yeah.
You're not complaining when he runs 95 metres and puts it under the post. But how did you go? It's been a while since you played first grade. How did you find the speed of it, and how's the injury?
Yeah, good. I think last week was really tough mentally for me. Like, I was 10 months since I played an NRL game, and, you know, just that, I suppose, natural lack of confidence and a bit of fear, to be honest, about returning. So felt a lot better out there last night, more comfortable, and hopefully a good year ahead.
What was it like? I think you went to the LA Lakers, their facility, while you were recovering and having a look at all that?
Yeah, it went over. I somehow climbed our head of performance and let me leave pre-season for about 10 days and go over to LA. So, that was really beneficial. I just having done two ACLs in you know, 3 years, and it is a long recovery and a really long time, you know, that you're in the gym and grinding by yourself. So it was good to change environment up and learn some new things. I think the Americans, they do some things differently. So it was pretty interesting to get coached over there, and just a bit of a mental refresher was actually really, really good for me.
A lot of the public probably wouldn't understand, Welchie, just how... I've never been through it myself, but I've seen plenty of players go through knee reconstructions. But to go through two, it's not easily mentally, is it?
Yeah, it's not. It's yeah, it's tough. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's also perspective on what my issues are compared to, you know, what the general public are going through. And especially with this coronavirus, you know, hitting our economy and jobs and, you know, insecure employment and stuff like that. So... you know, having a bit of a dud knee that's going to fully recover is it pales in comparison to what a lot of people in our community are going through. So it's good that you know, I can have a bit of perspective on that and kind of, you know, the real tough issues. Yeah, I'm pretty lucky I'm not really facing them at the moment.
And what about off the field? You were doing a bit of study there for a while, weren't you?
Yeah, I finished my undergrad commerce degree, and I'm doing my master's, my MBA actually. It's actually the same course as Russell Packer, so I got a little message from him on LinkedIn yesterday saying, you know, if you need any help or any course notes, swing him a message. So, yeah, that's been really enjoyable because with these protocols, we're pretty heavily locked down, so you can't actually do too much. So it's been good to kind of dive into my study and try and knock a fair bit of that out.
All right, mate. Well, congratulations on the win, and congratulations on the team decision to get Cam Smith's beard shaved. That was good, I think. worked very well. All the best for the season ahead. I'm sure we'll catch up soon.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one. Cheers.